via the KISS protocol, K-I-S-S, and give you a full map interface with the messaging. Now, if you want to go the hardware route, and you don't want to rely on the software and it's any complexity there, you can get a dedicated TNC. The gold standard is that Cantronics KPC 3 Plus. Now, that's a standalone box with its own firmware, and it connects to your radio on one side and a computer or display on the other. If you set it up once, it just works. Now, the newer KPC 3 Plus units have gotten expensive in recent years, but you can usually find them at Handfest and at the used market. All right, so if you want the full experience with zero integration headaches, Kenwood and Yaesu both make radios with APRS built right in. ICOM probably does too. There are others out there. I know I have several different ones that have APRS built in. The Kenwood D710G and the D74, D75 are great radios for APRS. I have a Yaesu FTM500, and that also does a great job at APRS. We also have a BTEC UV Pro that has APRS built into it, and it has some iGate capabilities also. And they also make a mobile radio that does the same. It uses the same interface, and that interface is right to your phone, your smartphone. Now, if you want to go this way, those radios aren't cheap. You're going to spend anywhere for the Kenwoods and the Yaesus and ICOMs out there, they're going to be $400 to $700 for a current model. But the BTECs are a little bit cheaper. You're going to spend probably $200 to $300 for those. But for a mobile or base APRS station that you don't really have to fiddle with, that could be worth every penny of it. Now, there's also Raspberry Pi things that we can do here. Let me break. So if you like to play around with Raspberry Pis, I know I do. So a Raspberry Pi with Direwolf is a great, capable APRS platform. You can build a full iGate and Digipeater combo station for under $100 in parts. You can run it headless, SSH into it from anywhere, put it on a hilltop with a good antenna and a solar panel, and you're really now part of the infrastructure to your local APRS network, and that's going to serve you and your community. So let's see, where are we at here? There are different ways you can go. You can go with the all-in-one radios. That's a higher cost. You can go with an HT plus an app, and that's a pretty low cost and a great way to get started. For low to medium cost, you can go with a radio and a software TNC. As we go up in price, we're looking at a radio plus a hardware TNC, and, that's a pretty classic approach there. And then a dedicated tracking system, you can use different TNCs out there that are Bluetooth, and they pair with your phone or your PC. All right, so let's see. Let's go ahead and take some more check-ins now. Let's do Echolink. If you are on Echolink and have had trouble getting checked in here with all the pileups there, let's see if we can get you guys in. So Echolink stations only right now. Give us your full call sign twice, slowly and finessly. Call now.
This is November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec, N5ZIQ Moy down here in Houston.
Net control, here is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa. K4CUP, sitting in the shack.
All right, we picked up a couple of EchoLink stations there. We have Virgil, K4CUP. Hey, Virgil. We have Moy in 5ZIQ. Good evening, Moy. All right, let's go ahead and just take some more general check-ins. Anyone anywhere that would like to check in tonight, just need your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now. And if you have a question, be sure to let us know. It doesn't have to be about APRs. It can be about any tech-related subject. So if you would like to check into tonight's TechNet, call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
KF0MYU, that's Kilowatt Fox Zero, Mike Yankee Uniform, Central Minnesota.
Kilo Juliet Niner Lima. Kilo Juliet Niner Lima.
Kilo Fox 9 Alpha Fox. Kilo Fox 9 Alpha Fox, APRS Mobile, Northern Wisconsin, no traffic.
Kilo Echo 9 Delta Oscar Bravo. Kilo Echo 9 Delta Oscar Bravo, Tim, Indiana, no traffic.
Kilo Bravo 6 November Uniform. Kilo Bravo 6 November Uniform.
November 9 Delta Yankee Oscar. November 9 Delta Yankee Oscar, Herb, Indianapolis, no traffic.
Alpha Foxtrot 0 Echo Juliet AF 0 EJ. Rob, Gary, Indiana, in and out, no traffic at this time.
Kilo, Delta 9, Zulu, Whiskey Kilo, Darren, Michigan Town, Indiana, no traffic.
All right, let's hold it up right there for now. And I'll tell you who we have. We had Darren, 89ZWK. Good evening. We have Robert, AF0EJ. Good evening, Robert. We have Herbert, N9DYO. Good evening. We have Daniel, KB6NU. Good evening, Daniel. And we have Timothy, KE9DOB. And Michael, KF9AF. Michael, you said you were APRS Mobile. Is that correct? Did I get your call sign right?
Yeah, roger on both accounts. Running an STM300 here in the mobile, and I'm transmitting APRS.
VE7SL.
All right, Michael. Let me get these other check-ins here just a minute, and I want to see. Let's see. We had Stuart, KJ9L. We had Daniel, KF0MYU. Okay. Now, if we want to have some fun, if you're sitting next to a computer, go ahead and pull up aprs.fi. And when you get there, you'll find a little map, and then you'll see a little box where you can say track call sign. Go ahead and pull that up, and let's put in Timothy's call sign there, KF9AF, and do a search. And so mine comes up, and it shows me information about Timothy's call sign there, and I mean his where he's at. So it looks like here we have him traveling at 1 mile per hour. It looks like we're at you're at the house there is what it looks like. Maybe there's KF9F negative 7. So That's a handheld or walkie-talkie is what the negative 7 designates. But we're going to get to that right after this. So is that fairly accurate there, Michael, I guess, right?
Yeah, put in dash 9 because I'm mobile. The dash 7 is a handheld I've got at home, and I'm not using that at the moment. KF9AF. Check in.
All right. We're going to put you in KF9AF, negative 9, and search that out. And there we go. We can see his track there. He's going 43 miles per hour. Altitude is 1,460 feet. So that's pretty cool. And hopefully you can do that at home and kind of get an idea of how that's working. So let's see. Let's go ahead and talk about this ID or the negative 9 and the negative 7 that we just put in there. So when you operate on APRS, your call sign is the base. We also have what's called an SSID, a secondary station identifier. And that's a number after the call sign. It's a dash after the call sign. And so my call sign is N7FGP. So my home station could be N7FGP. And then in my car is N7FGP negative 9. And as we saw with Michael, it's N7FGP negative 7 as his handheld. So they have kind of a guide for those SSIDs. So negative 0 or none is the home station. Negative 7, as we heard from Michael, is the handheld. And negative 9 is your primary mobile vehicle. And negative 10 designates an iGate, Echolink, Winlink. Negative 11 is usually used for balloons, aircraft, and spacecraft. Negative 12, one-way trackers, RFID. Negative 13 is used by weather stations, and negative 14 is usually used by truckers or full-time drivers. So the SSID system lets you run multiple APRS stations. Let me break for a second. I forget to do that too often. So anyhow, the SSID system lets you run multiple APRS stations without having call sign conflicts on the network. So the table I just read you is the suggested or recommended SSIDs. Mostly the community has followed those, as we just learned from Michael there. It's not because it's mandatory, but it really does help if everybody knows that negative 7 is a HT and negative 9 is your car or truck or your mobile unit. So when a station flashes up on your radio display, that SSID gives you a instant hit, a hint about what kind of station it is without having to look at that map. All right, let's move on and talk a little bit about paths. So how far out there do we want to go? The path in your APRS packet data tells the Digipeter network how many times to relay that packet. Get this wrong and either you won't be heard or you'll be flooding the channel with a bunch of unnecessary traffic. The standard path for most mobile operations is wide 1-1 and then a comma and wide 2-1. That gives you two hops. The packet goes out once through any nearby low-level digipeter, and then once more through a wide area digi. And that's usually enough to reach an iGate in most areas of the country. Not necessarily for me, but so for portable or HT operations, wide 1-1 alone, or just one hop, is usually sufficient, and it's you know, much more polite to the network. You're not flooding the network with data bursts. Now, for a home station, some operators might use Wide 2-1 or even no path at all if they're close to an iGate. Now, what you should avoid is extending beyond three total hops. Every extra hop multiplies the network traffic exponentially,